ABC Radio Australia.
Now, as China continues to build influence in the Pacific, one of Taiwan's allies in the region is considering switching its allegiance. Solomon Islands government has set up a task force to investigate whether it should make that diplomatic change. The task force has just wrapped up a visit to Papua New Guinea, an ally of China, to look at projects funded by Chinese aid. But as Bethany Harriman reports from Port Moresby, it's keeping a low profile, even with the PNG government.
The Solomon Islands is one of six Pacific nations that recognize Taiwan, which means they don't have formal diplomatic ties with China. China maintains that Taiwan is part of its territory and hasn't ruled out using force to reunify it with the mainland. Manasseh Sovaguara's government has set up a task force that's investigating switching the country's allegiance from Taiwan to China, and it's been in PNG for the last week. It's a friendly visit from one Pacific neighbor to another, but there are big global forces at play. PNG's Prime Minister James Marape told the ABC he isn't aware of the task force presence in Port Moresby.
I'm not aware of this one. As you know, Prime Minister, sometimes our engagements do not cover all areas, and in this matter I'm not aware of it, but we'll certainly get to find out.
The ABC understands the issue of Solomon Islands potentially switching to China was discussed in a recent meeting between Mr. Marape and China's ambassador to PNG. Despite claiming to be unaware of their visit, Mr. Marape said the task force is welcome in PNG.
Look, Solomon Islands is an important neighbor to us, part of our family of nations. They have every right to come into a country to look around and ask around and ask for my experience. So if they're here to find out for themselves certain things, then they're certainly most welcome. So
sources with knowledge of the meeting 1 week ago say the Prime Minister was asked to support China on the issue of the Solomons switching its diplomatic allegiance. It's understood China's ambassador also raised concerns about the way Australia perceived China's presence in the region. The meeting made headlines because afterwards, in an official statement, the Prime Minister's department said Mr. Marape had requested China's help to refinance the government's 27 billion kina debt. Mr. Marape later called the claim made in the statement from his own department as fake news.
No one has released that press, it's fake media, fake news.
The Solomon Islands delegation came to PNG to inspect Chinese aid projects and hear about the relationship with China. In their final email reply to the ABC's request for an interview, a team member said,
"Our delegation's sincere apologies as our chairman, Honourable John Moffat Fugui MP, has been so busy and tied down with engagements and appointments. Sorry for the inconvenience caused."
The task force is now heading to Beijing. While China is the Solomon Islands' biggest economic partner, it has maintained diplomatic ties with Taiwan since 1983. Terence Wood from the Development Policy Centre at the Australian National University says it won't be easy for the Solomons to give up its relationship with Taiwan.
I think they will be more reluctant than might otherwise be the case to abandon Taiwan in favour of China, because if they do, unless China is willing to substitute for Taiwan's spending in this area, the value of the constituency funds will go down by a non-trivial amount.
Mr. Wood says Taiwan has successfully poured money into constituency development funds, money that comes under the discretionary control of local MPs, not the government.
If Taiwan had just spent money on health clinics or something that I might have liked to see it spending money on, I think we probably would have almost certainly seen Solomon Islands abandon Taiwan for China. But the one ace that Taiwan's got up its sleeves is this politically advantageous constituency funding.
Whatever the task force recommends, its decision will be closely watched inside and outside the Solomon Islands.